My name is Rukaya Mohammed. I'm the Deputy County Representative for UN Women here in South Sudan. I really felt so excited. For me, I see it as his commitment and dedication to promoting gender equality and the belief he has in women leadership. Because she has been his vice president. He has seen together with her the kind of changes that they have done. He has trust in her and in her capability. So by stepping down and asking her to take over, not any other man for me, is something that I respect him for. And it's a great stride for gender equality and women empowerment.
My name is Tom Jackson, a Bora Bora rider. I'm a South Sudanese, and I'm really glad to see that our president in US has also stepped down. That's a sign of peace and a sign of freedom. So we need to be in freedom. So we, as the South Sudanese, we also have to try to take that as not into ourselves. We have to know that being a leader is not only a leader. You're a leader and you have the powers, then there's a time that you also leave powers to others, to someone to also lead.
My name is Modong Manuela. I'm gender and women health practitioner in South Sudan right now, and former Miss World South Sudan 2013 to 2014. It's quite exemplary and commendable at the same time to see that a male person decides to step down to allow, you know, a woman take up the role. And I think for me, one point is that it shows how Biden has seen the potential in Kamala Harris to take the lead. And I think that comes to us as South Sudanese, one, to see that as women, we need to do our part, to work so hard, to complete school, to take up all the spaces that are there, to be able to be seen, to sit at the table and contribute, so that, you know, one day our male counterparts are able to see our potential.
My name is Lulho. I am a political commentator. Joe Biden is stepping down. I think it's good for the American people, considering his performance has been poor. He has been a weak leader. The U.S. internal politics is chaotic. Crimes is high. Homelessness is high. The illegal immigrant has grown into tens of millions of illegal immigrants in the U.S. And that's bad for the American. And globally, he has shown weakness. There are so many conflicts around the world. The continuous wars in the Middle East. The war in Ukraine. He has not been doing anything positive or anything important for the world. He's supposed to be the leader of the free world, right? So the DNC is doing a good job. Maybe they will replace him with someone who is a little bit younger, like Gavin Newsom, or maybe Kamala Harris, as he has been endorsed.
I'm Honorable Joel Nomengek Daniel. As an MP, I'm interested to know what kind of president is coming in the U.S., even on the side of my party also. That is very important because it always has an impact on South Sudanese politics. The fact is that this lady is now potentially a presidential candidate. And what is the interest of South Sudan in the politics of United States in that, in this stage? My interest is to see the president that will come first to make sure that South Sudan is guided towards democratic election, so that we achieve peaceful transition at this period, because we're no longer interested in war.
I'm Charles Rotara. I'm a South Sudanese national. I think the decision taken by Joe Biden is commendable in a sense that once the citizens or even your party members deem that something is, you know, obstructing you from holding a public office, you need to give room for fresh ideas. It does not mean that you're a loser. It does not mean that you are someone who easily gives up, but you are doing that in the interest of the nation, which is what Joe Biden did. We all know who he is. He is someone who is, in terms of age, his age, you know, is catching up. So definitely he needed time to rest, share stories with the family, you know, and all that, the grandchildren and stuff like that.